Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, the channel for the Council of Love and author of The Great Awakening, and myself, Suzanne Maresca, sitting in for Graham Duye. It's a pleasure to be with you. Our guest today is Archangel Yofael to discuss the quality of awe. Feel free to join us with your questions and comments by calling 323-784-9697 and press 1 so I know you have a question or comment. Today we'll be doing things a little differently, so when we're ready to start taking callers, I'll say your area code and bring you on the air. Great and beautiful things can happen when we allow a little spontaneity into our lives. I would just like to read out of Linda's book, The Great Awakening, the Council of Love's description for awe. It's the ability to feel and experience always and fully the wonders of creation, the divine, the knowing that there's always more, more to learn, to experience, and to understand, to know that our understanding and experience of God is limited, but the promise of further growth holds true. It is the innocence of the small child within, the sense of awe, the sense of wonder. It is the sense of understanding the magnificence of the universal plan, the unfoldment. It is the thrill, the expectation and joy at being, simply being, and enjoying the new miracles that unfold, always waiting for the next one. It's the relation to purity. It is the color of golden saffron. Good morning and welcome, Linda.
Hi, Suzanne, and welcome, everybody. Welcome to Girls Stepping Out on Tuesday morning.
That's right. It should be fun.
It will be fun, and we'll miss Graham, but he deserves his little break as well. So here we are.
Yes.
I have to tell you,
yes.
Awe, out of all the blessings and virtues, is one of my favorite qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives us this wonderful sense of innocence, of magic, and of more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just phenomenal. We live in this, you know, information age, this electronic information communication age, where if anything, we are overfed, you know, too much information.
Oh, really?
From every corner, always coming at us. And to have this quality, this blessing and virtue that brings us back to that knowing that there is always more. There's always more to know. There's always more to do. There's always more to learn. It's one of my favorite things about my quote-unquote job, my mission, my service. Mm-hmm. Is that it's really rare that a day goes by for me that I don't have one of those aha moments.
Yeah.
Like I see something or I perceive something from a completely different perspective. And it's new. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's kept me going all these years, because it's constantly changing and expanding, and there's always that sense of there's something new around the corner that I never even thought about.
Yeah, I agree with
you.
When and part of it. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just thinking that, you know, it's important to realize that, well, for my own part, I used to want to know everything, okay, before I got there. Like, what's it going to be like? What's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? What's it going to look like when it gets there? What's it going to be like for me? And I don't need to know anymore. I've just, you know, there's been a transition, and I'm just all relaxed about it.
Isn't that wonderful?
It really is.
That sense of of removing angst with awe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think it's a delightful topic, and it's timely for me too, because like you, I'm finding myself more to be in awe of this journey every day. The things that come into my heart and awareness to do, how I feel about things and especially about people, it's just amazing to me. And I feel, okay, so I've asked to be filled with light, and I'm releasing any need to control what happens or even have details about what's going on, and allowing whatever is for the highest good of all concern to pass through me has made the bumping up of frequencies not too terrible a process for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, as we begin to more fully shift dimensions, becoming our interdimensional self, our multidimensional self, our vision, and I'm not just talking third eye, I'm talking about our eyes wide open vision,
mm-hmm.
and also seeing with our hearts, is shifting, and it's shifting dramatically, so that as we're looking at things, even things that we may have looked at every day for the last 20 years, we're seeing them differently.
Yes.
So it's very, very cool. I know when I do a class called the 13th Octave, obviously, and you've heard me talk and talk and talk about that, but part of that class is the talking and the working through of the 13 blessings and virtues. And people break up into groups and then they go off and they bring something back to the group that is interpretive. You know, sometimes it's a movement or a skit or a dance. But I noticed consistently over the years that when it came to awe, what groups normally brought back was just simply something that they took a walk and found in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it was a pine cone or an acorn or a kitten, puppy. I mean, you know, what gives you more awe than puppy breath? So, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful quality. When we were planning the show, I'll share with our listeners, we were talking about who was going to be our guest today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite amazing because normally in this process, there has been someone who has jumped forward and said, it's mine. But mm-hmm. in this case, when we got to awe, there was a real competition, sort of like the triad of the archangels. But the Divine Mother came in and she said, well, she could certainly talk about awe. And then our Archangel Gabriel said, well, the color is golden saffron. That's mine. And then Saint Germain came in and he said, wait a minute. And he's laughing and he's throwing out, you know, purple dust. And he's saying, you know, I'm the alchemist and I know what it is to be on earth and to have this sense of awe. But finally, it was Archangel Yophael who came in and started talking about his experience of being on earth and also his gift to us, which we'll talk about during the course of the show, is Yofi dust, which is sheer
Ooh.
Energy
Ooh.
That we spread and we share throughout the universe. So he was saying that. But then he started talking about the awe of being married to Mary and the awe of being Yeshua's father.
Oh, my.
And so we thought, oh, yeah, you win. You win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This is wonderful. I really am loving it. So so I'm just feeling like if there are listeners who are having trouble with getting into the awe thing and just being so enamored with everything that's around us, I feel that it's part and parcel of allowing our divinity instead of fighting it, pushing it away, telling ourselves a lie that we don't deserve to be that. We are that, and it's all about perception and availability. I think the only difference between the sleeping and the awake here is our perception of what is true.
And we also know in the Native American tradition, the dreaming piece is just as important, perhaps even more so, than the awaking piece.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's that, you know, Archangel Michael has been talking to us about giving us new languaging to talk about chaos and drama and blah, 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 blah. And he's been calling it the intensity.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go into awe, that sense, just like what you're saying, Susie, of the intensity, it goes away.
Yeah.
We just come into this place of expansion and the knowing of infinite expansion.
Yes, yes, yes. I feel that once we recognize ourselves as light, and I'm feeling very light filled at this moment, and I have been for quite a while actually, from that place I understand that I don't need to have accidents, I don't need to experience mishaps or you know, and then the physical things that are happening with my body, I'm just allowing them to happen and say, okay, this is clearing, clearing for me, clearing for the collective. I'm willing. Let's just let it happen, and it goes away. You know, it happens and it goes away. Ah, it's wonderful. So
it is really wonderful. So if nothing else, if we can just have the eyes and the hearts of children mm-hmm. for the next hour, then
we're in good shape.
Yippee.
Yeah. Now, right. I want to, before we even get started, I want to apologize to people if I am hacking or coughing in your ear or clearing my throat. It's springtime in Florida, and everything is blooming and in the air. And this girl has a little bit of allergies, so bear with me, please.
All right. Are we ready for a meditation?
Let's go.
Lovely. Okay, good.
Okay. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath of that wonderful color of yellow saffron. Yellow saffron is the color of a deep, deep mustard, even into a curry color, but with the highlights of gold. So rather than sinking into your chair or sinking into the floor or your car seat, today I'm going to invite all of you to come and play with me in Florida. And let's go to the beach. Let's go to the edge of the beautiful Atlantic Ocean, that beautiful blue that reminds us of the essence and the color and the cloak of the Divine Mother. And let's go to a beach that's covered in sand, soft, powdery sand of this unusual color of goldy, yellow, orangey, saffron sand. And it's a deserted beach. Just us. We can see the birds in the sky and the terns running along, catching the waves, and the seagulls crying out for the sheer joy of it. Relax and let yourself be in this sense of infinite expansion, where you know perfectly well that you can be in two places at once. So take a nice deep breath of that yellow gold saffron. Bring it in through your nose, through your crown, through your throat, deep into your heart, and sprinkle it throughout your bloodstream. These tiny specks of gold, these specks of Gabrielle's gold, and relax. And come with us. Come with Susie and I to this wonderful, magical beach where the grasses are tall and the dunes separate you from anything that is noisy or intrusive. There are wonderful green palm trees swaying gently in the air, and the breeze is caressing your face. And you can come and either sit on this sand that it's warm but not hot and soft, or you walk to the water's edge to let the waves touch your feet, to check out the dolphins, and to simply enjoy this time. And as you walk the edge of the beach, you see there's these wonderful shells, and each one, even the tiniest, is unique and different and beautiful. And it reminds you that in each of these shells, there's been an experience of life, of existence, different than ours, and yet certainly as complete and as fulfilling. And you reach down and you find a beautiful, deep gold, orangey shell. And you pick it up. You slip it into your pocket to remind you of this blessing and virtue called awe. And as you walk and as you sit, let yourself go back through time to a younger age, when that sense of awe was the everyday occurrence, when there was always something phenomenal for you to see or do or learn. Go deeper into your heart and breathe. And remember this sense of wonder, of innocence, and of splendor. Maybe it was the first time you took a walk in the woods alone, or saw a baby bunny, or discovered worms in the earth, planted your first flower garden, saw an angel in the sky, discovered that you could read and that you loved reading. Discovered that people thought that you were awesome. Because when people find you awesome, it's inevitable that they love you. So feel that sense. Of magnificent awe at your sweet self. Take a moment with us this morning. Just feel not just your emotional or your mental, your causal bodies, your wonderful array of colors. You're out there and I see you as green and gold, purple and violet, blue. That alone is phenomenal. But look at your body. Your fingers, your toes, your skin. This amazing mechanism that you have. Your organs work, your blood flows, your heart pumps. And even when you think or feel that something is going awry with your body, how awesome is it that it keeps going and goes into repair mode? Take a moment, deeper and deeper, and feel the awe within you. Feel the awe about how deeply you are loved by Mother, Father, One, by your guides and guardian angels, and those around you. Far too often, we hide our light under a bushel basket. We think ourselves not enough or small or try and live small. But you're not. You're amazing. You're this unique creation. One of a kind. So let that wonderful golden saffron flow through you. Curl your toes into that sand and feel the sun on your face and the wind in your hair. And give yourself permission to play, to explore, to have fun. And even though you may be at work, you may be at home, you may be doing something really important, give yourself permission this day to bilocate and play with us at the beach. And yes, it is that simple. And simply be.
Beautiful.
So I'm not going to tell anybody to come back. I wanted to say a few words about Archangel Yophael.
Beautiful.
And to me, he's an unusual archangel. He's an awesome archangel. And when he appears to me, and I know that some of you have heard me describe the archangels before, but I think I'd like to do it again. When Yophael appears to me, he's huge. And most of the archangels come and they're lithe, they're tall, they're very tall. Michael is muscular. But they're live. Yophael looks to me And this is the description I always use. He looks like a pirate. He's got that. He's big and he's muscular. And there's nothing meek and mild about him. And he's got these black eyes and this wild black hair, curly black hair, sort of, you know, longish black hair.
Ooh.
And this smile that just, a pirate smile. And he comes on the ray of magenta and amethyst. And he often says to us, he is our island. And he is our place of safety. And I think it was last week, actually, that I said, when I meditate and I post the archangels, before we get on the show, Yofael comes and he takes my back. And I just feel him standing there, and his wings are enormous. I mean, they're certainly bigger than this room, and they're outside the house. But he's like there as the protector.
Ooh.
And he has this sense, or I have this sense, actually, that when he's there, nothing can ever hurt you. But there's this playfulness in his eyes as well, like that, you know, that smile in his eyes.
Yeah.
That you can tell that he knows that we're here, even when we think we're in the misery and the doldrums. He knows what we were intended to be here for, a good time. I am crazy about Archangel Yofael. And he carries a sword, a very big sword. Now, Archangel Yofael also knows what it's like to be human, because he came and incarnated as Joseph, the husband, the partner, of who we think of as Mary, Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus, Yeshua. And I've had people say, well, I thought that was Saint Germain. And no, it's Archangel Yofael. Now, it's interesting. They both travel on the same ray of that I am presence.
Mm-hmm.
But Yofael also is one of the bringers of the future. The anchor, he's correcting me, the anchor of the future. Uriel is the bringer of the future, and Yofael is the anchor of the future. And that's what he did in that family, is he anchored the future. I never realized that until just now talking with you guys. So he knows what it is to have the everyday life, you know, the challenges, the opportunities. And I know that Yeshe was a challenging child. I mean, and knowing full well what lay ahead in terms of this journey, you know, with the family. Mary has talked often about her relationship with Joseph as a physical, you know, in the physical reality of incarnating. And she has often said, I loved Joseph passionately. And I know it was returned. And it was that love and that sense of, oh my gosh, look what we're doing here, that sustained them.
Oh, yeah.
And they knew the bigger picture. It's not like they came in with the veil down. They knew the bigger picture. But within that bigger picture, they also had that sense of awe and wonder about what they were creating. not just as a family, but as a paradigm, an imprint, a pattern for the future. And it was a pattern that wasn't about religion or any of that. It was about love. It was about loving ourselves and loving each other.
Which is
that's
what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's he's just, I can't say enough about Yofael, but I guess I have.
No. Gosh, I love hearing it. And it's wonderful to hear about archangels in form, and that they are very much one, okay, in a collective unit, and at the same time they have their individual appearances and techniques and strengths, just like we do.
Exactly, and just like our guides do too.
Yeah.
You know, so often when guides will come forward and they'll say, "Yes, we are all-purpose guides, but we have our specialties, and this is what I want to help you with."
Right.
Or, you know, so it's important when you're working with your guides that you ask them. Just ask, that's all you got to do. And just allow that energy to come in. Because too often I hear in individual sessions, that is, that the guides or the guardian angels say, you know, I'm severely underemployed. So, and I think it's sometimes the case with the archangels and the masters too.
Yes.
We just, sometimes we don't get exactly how they can help us. And or get in the way, you know, because we get nervous.
Right, right.
So when we're in that place of wonder, of because that sense of wonder and awe also for me implies that standing back somewhat, you know, when you're awestruck, you're not moving.
Right.
Just, oh my God, look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, it's very exciting, and it makes me wonder, you know, is it okay to fall in love with an angel?
Well, of course it is. You know, it's funny, because I think we all do have our angels that we really connect to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'll admit it. I'm in love with several angels. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And he's an awfully good-looking angel, let me tell you. So the gift that Archangel Yofael brings us, and if you weren't with us in the earlier days of Heavenly Blessings, we went through a series where the archangels came and they gave us the gifts, various gifts, and so you can find that in the archives, I would suspect, within the first couple of months. If Graham was here, he'd just tell us right off the bat. But he isn't, so we're giving you a hint. But the gift from Archangel Yofael is Yofi dust. And that alone shows you his sense of magic and humor. And Yofi dust is as if you were holding it. He gave it to us in a bag to sprinkle about. But the bag is never empty. My bag looks like a little medicine bag.
Mm-hmm.
And you sprinkle it as you go. And it's just like sparkles of sheer energy. And what it does is it transmutes what I would refer to as heavy energy or energy that's been sullied into bright, sparkly, wonderful energy.
That sounds delightful.
It is. I used to have a friend who would travel to visit, come down to Florida from North Carolina, and when she would do that, she would ask Yofael that all exhaust that came out of her tailpipe was Yofi dust.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So it was like she covered states, you know, with just spreading Yofi dust. So it's something to really play with.
Yeah, for sure. That's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So
that's
having
awesome.
Said that, I'll just take a sec, Susie, if you can do that, and I'm just going to go into get out of the way.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. So while Linda is getting ready, I will just say that it's wonderful to be here with you, and this is exciting. I hope you're all having a good time.
Greetings, I am Yofiel.
Oh, welcome, Yofi.
Yes, and you are welcome to call me Yofi.
Yofi.
Just like you have called Yeshua, Yeshi. We answer to almost anything. And I am pleased. I am honored. And I am in awe of each of you. This is what I come to speak of this day. You may well, of course you would, understand when I say to you that I am in awe of the Mother, Father, One. I am even in awe of the Mighty Ones, the Archangels, the Masters, the Guides, the Multiverse, your Star Brothers and Sisters. You would nod your head and say, yes, I am in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Such wonders are known to you. But this day I come to speak of my awe of each of you. Much has been said of this process of transition, of ascension, of shift, of becoming. And yes, it is so. You are in the middle of a big change. But that is not the core reason that I hold you in honor and awe, that I wonder at your magnificence. First of all, I am in awe of your perfection. Yes, dear heart, your divine perfection in human form, your human design and soul design is perfect. Much is said of your tenacity, of your valor, of your courage, of your beauty. But it is the core of your being that stops me in my tracks. It is the purity and the innocence and the sweetness of your hearts. You say to me, Yofiel, surely you are not speaking to me, for I have known the dark nights of the soul. There are times when I feel jaded, disillusioned, and old. You know what I say to you. So what? That does not mar the perfection and beauty of who you are. I have walked amongst you, and many of you who listen to this show, who listen to the archives, have known me. And therefore you have also known the trials and errors of Joseph, husband of Mary, the father of Yeshua, but we had many children, you know. So it was a very busy household. And I was slightly older than Mary, though she seldom brought it to my attention. She would say, "Oh, you are wise." And I would laugh and know that it was her wisdom that would compliment me in such a way. Because so often I would look at Mary and I would look at Yeshe and I would look at the children of the village and my own. I would look at the human beings and I would be in awe of who they were and the promise of what they brought to the planet, of what they would accomplish, of their commitment to the mother, their wisdom. And so, yes, this day and every day, I am in awe of thee, my sweet friends. You have chosen to come to this planet, this remarkable Gaia, who is awesome herself, to come and to be the fullness of your being. Not to live in the shadows, but to declare your wholeness, your brightness, your mastery. What does this really mean? There is so much talk. I am becoming whole. Well, that is ridiculous. You already are whole. So, I am gaining my mastery. No, wrong again. You already had that when you came. You brought it with you. So you say, well, what am I doing here? You are here to love. You are here to know the light in general physicality. You are here to remember that you are multidimensional, that you are angelic and hybrid, starseed and earthkeeper. It is not one or the other. You are all of the above. My request to you is to remember more and more and more of your sweet self, of what you are truly capable of, and to do it not out of a sense of drudgery or responsibility or need, but to do it playfully because you are creating. You are creating a new planet and you are creating new societies and cities of light. You are painting the earth the same way that Michael has painted the Aurora Borealis. It's supposed to be fun. So when you need to be reminded of this journey of joy to lighten up, turn to me. I have your back, therefore you are free to play, to do as you desire, because your heart is accurate. It does not lie to you. It does not mislead you. So trust and love fully. There is never any point in loving half-heartedly. That is not love. So you bring the totality of your being to everything you do. And if it looks a little dull, use my Yofi dust. And use it liberally. Sparkle up the planet. And let the beauty be seen. Take time each day, my beloved friends, to cherish yourself and to see how awesome and how innocent you truly are. Go in peace.
Beautiful. Thank you, Yofi. I am so delighted to be talking to you this way. Thank you so much and welcome. This is such a wonderful topic, and I'm very happy to be here with you. I'm just wondering, okay, as you're speaking, what will it take for people to realize this truth and remember who we are? I'm feeling really wonderful, and I've been meditating every day and allowing and inviting and being available. And I also see a lot of people around in the world that are very unaware still. And I find myself wondering, what is it going to take for people to open up and remember and realize? Michael said yesterday that there's no, how did he put it, day laborers on the planet, being that every single one of us has this potential. But there are so many that are still unaware and not remembering. What needs to happen?
There are a number of things that would assist in this transition. And like some, I am also a practical archangel. One of the things that occurs, and not simply amongst light workers, but certainly amongst those who take themselves far too seriously, is there is a sense of self-importance that is born of ego. And it is false ego. It is a false grid. Now, at the same time as I say that you are magnificent, what you do when you get too serious, when you think you are too important to play, to laugh, to take light breaks, is you put yourself in prison. Mm-hmm. And there may not be any visible bars around you, but you are absolutely putting yourself in prison, and you are adopting false grids and false beliefs, and they don't serve you. Now, of course, you may sprinkle, you may take an entire bag and simply dump it over someone's head who is in this kind of a place. Sirius, as a planet, is a planet of play.
Mm-hmm.
It is a portal. Think of it as equal would be a hub for the airplanes, so that there are many that pass through Sirius. The dolphins, the whales, the dogs, the wolves, all emigrated through Sirius. And it is a place of play. So even the word, my point is, even the word Sirius has the wrong connotation. And it is the sense of lack of self-worth when people take themselves too seriously. Now, I am not suggesting that there is not important work that is taking place upon the planet, and you see it in the intensity of many. But how do you relieve that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't relieve it by becoming more serious. You don't do it by saying, well, let me take on a little more burden so that I may feel even more weighed down. No. You do it by reverting back to the acceptance and the knowing and the welcoming that there is an entire universe out there of which you are part that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't bad news. It is good news that there is always, always, even for us, more to discover, more to play with, more to understand, more to assist the mother with. How many times do you hear people say, I am so bored with my job. How can this be? How can this be on the heels of my beloved brother Michael, who says there are no day laborers on the planet? What is happening is you are thinking and you are creating mundane lives, mundane jobs, mundane routines that do not give you the golden joy that is your birthright. And without that sense of awe and joy, you can't create. So what is the solution? It is literally understanding that you know what you need to know and there is more to come. And that is exciting. That is what makes the journey worthwhile. And if you did not have the innate capacity of your mastery, then you would not have the ability to deal with this and to look at it with those eyes of innocence, purity, and awe. So often we hear from all of you, tell us what is going to happen. What is the next event? What day and time will it occur? Well, that is not exactly the way things work. Can we be accurate? Yes. Is it out of time? Yes. Even though it has been created for you. But when you try to have everything stagnant and in place, thinking that you understand everything, it becomes boring. It becomes mundane. That sense of adventure, of looking at a sky. Can you imagine looking at a sky that never changes, that never has a cloud or an angel hovering above, that you never see a million stars one night and half of them are starships? Can you imagine going into a garden where nothing ever changes? It doesn't grow, it doesn't lose its petals, it doesn't burst through the soil. Everything is unfoldment.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, how will those who are not aware come to know this?
Exactly.
And one of the ways, apart from my dust, apart from more laughter, apart from more sense of awe, is this growing understanding, sometimes not on the conscious level, that things are changing. It is a constant. It is one of the constructs, not only of your planet, but of the infinite expanding universe. So it is really quite absurd for anyone to think that things won't change. and that people will not evolve. You have gone pretty much to the limit in terms of your creative ability collectively, the human race, to create darkness, to create hatred, greed, control, lack, limitation. So you've done that. And might I say, you did an awesome job. So now, your soul is looking around and saying, okay, we're done with that. Now we're in a new realm. What can we create? That is why people are restless. That and tired, yes. But they are restless, looking around for what is new for them. And that is good, because what is happening is the creative juices and that sense of, I don't want the same old, is again coming right to the surface. So many are feeling, I want to remember what it feels like to be full of, what's your expression, piss and vinegar. I want to be able to jump out of bed excited with what I'm going to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And you will note it. You will note it in people changing their homes, their livelihoods, their careers, their families, their communities. I am not suggesting that everybody pack up their car and go, although that might not be a bad idea. But I am suggesting that you are already seeing this sense of what you think of is a stratified section of humanity. They are restless.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you look to North Korea, and yes, they are clearing the paradigm of the warlike nature of humanity, but you see they are restless. Now, they are trying to create in a negative way, but not the peasants, not the people that are growing the food. They are trying to create something new. And they are learning very rapidly that the old paradigms that they thought they would start out with don't work anymore. No one will accept them. So that is becoming boring very rapidly. And after they finish their tantrums, and after they have been sprinkled with Yofi dust, they will begin to remember that energy of creation.
Mm.
Because that is the next step. When people are in their creative mode, when we are in our creative mode, there is no stopping us. Have you never had a project, especially you, dear Suzanne, where you are so enthused with it, you will work till midnight? Because you want to see how it's turning out.
Oh, yeah.
That is what you are going to witness. That is how you measure what the shift is taking place.
Passion.
Passion. Passion and compassion.
Mm.
And, of course, they happen to be my colors. Magenta and amethyst.
Beautiful. Well, as you're speaking, I'm having this vision of people that don't listen to the radio programs or read channeled messages and are just very caught up in survival mode, pretty much, which, you know, my perception is that keeps people from being able to open to possibilities and all that sort of thing. But I just have this vision of showing up to people like that in light body form and escorting them to a cosmic playground of sorts, or a city of light, and just take them by the hand and bring them and say, look, this is it. Let's have some fun. And having that be a possibility, is that really a possibility?
Yes, it is. And it is one of the reasons I suggested to the channel this morning that we not simply travel within, but we travel to the beach.
Yeah, great idea.
So it is far more easy. Yes, when people are in what you call survival mode, it is difficult. So we do not mean to be dismissive in any ways. If anything, those who are in survival mode and who have kept on and kept on and kept on, they are so deserving of a break.
Yeah.
And so the break comes first with this inkling in the heart or in the tummy. Sometimes in the head, but generally in the heart or the tummy. And it can be on the bus or for that 10 minutes after you've finished making the children's lunch for school the next day and are getting ready for bed. And you are saying, something has to change. Now that is a clarion call, not just to me, but to the entire universe and certainly the entire team of the mighty ones being myself, Mikael, Raphael, Uriel, and Gabriel. That inkling, something has to change, is the best news that we can hear. Because it is the beginning not of looking outside but within, because the next question is always, what can I do?
Exactly.
And what you can do literally is unlimited. When we say that you have brought and integrated and grounded the fullness of your soul design in your body, well, in your field, for this lifetime, it means that you brought all of your unique and awesome talents and abilities to this lifetime. You left nothing behind, which is in and of itself is unusual, and it is part of this shift process. There are many lifetimes when you will say, I will not bring my artistic talent because I want to know what it feels like to be the observer of art rather than the creator of art. I will not bring my humility because I want to learn the lessons of humility. Or I will bring the compassion but not the passion, and I will live as a monk. I will not bring my ability of creating abundance because I will live in poverty and learn that. Now, much of these various experiments were done in order to fully examine and explore the false grids of the old third. So each of you did it in various ways. But this life and this time, you brought everything. So it doesn't mean that you are an artist, a writer, a singer, a dancer, a brilliant businessman, a diplomat. But what it does mean is you brought your unique and beautiful talents So you have talents and options that you may not have even explored. So part of that question of, well, what else can I do? I'm stuck on the hamster wheel, on the treadmill, doing what I've been doing for years and years. Turn off the switch. Come and sit with me or visit with Suzanne in her light body and look at yourself. Open your heart to receive more information about who you are. And you say, how do I do that? Focus on the pink diamond flame in the center of your heart, because that is the wholeness of your divinity. And it is a wonderful, sparkly pink. Go and simply sit in it. Or go and buy a $5, $2 ring that is phony but is bright pink and sparkly, and wear it and let it allow the beauty of who you are and the options of what you designed for yourself in concert with us to open and to flow.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you so much. Are we ready for callers?
Yes, we are.
Okay, beautiful. I would like to say to listeners, if you want to call in with a question, please call in 323-784-9697. And we're going to be a little spontaneous here, so I'm going to be just calling people on. And here we go. Area code 206, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Have you got a question or comment?
I just want to say thank you, Jophiel, for all the beautiful messages that you send us. And my question is about all the information that they have in South America. I don't know much about it, but I hear it's called Los Rollos del Cordero de Dios, Alpha y Omega. Have you heard from them, and are they true, or why I haven't heard anything on the radio or anything on the internet? Thank you.
It is a movement that has begun and has not fully come into the wholeness of its time. Now let us speak, too, of South America. And there is much that needs to be happening there, as you well know. There is a breakdown of many paradigms, of the false paradigms, and at the same time there is the raising of the consciousness. So yes, keep your eyes open for the new opportunities, the new energy that will be emerging from this part of the world, and send them my Yofi dust, send them the pink diamond. Can you do that for me?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Okay, thank you for waiting. Area code 970, are you there?
I am. It's Judy. Good morning.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, thanks so much for giving us this chance to talk with Jophiel. I appreciate all the divinity and all of the information you shared with us, and I've lived from that place since I was 10, or tried to, and now I'm in real what I think of as, like Suzanne talked about, turmoil and chaos that I can't seem to see my way in the situation with my mother. So I appreciate the talking about the awe and being in awe and all those things, but the reality is every day she's still in the nursing home. And last week I applied for food stamps, and every one of my mother's material goods are being sold. And what seems to be the riches of that would sustain us now are being have been taken over by an attorney. So there's a conflict within my being about how to see this and how to be and the reason of it, if it's a soul contract or what. I'm sorry, it's a long question. Could you speak to that, please?
We are not saying that the energy of the old is completely dissolved. But even in your work with the legal system and the bringing of your energy of healing, of love, of compassion, you cannot bring angst to a situation and expect it to be resolved. You cannot bring anger or disappointment or hurt and expect it to be resolved. It will never happen. So what I say to you, sweet Judith, is that you are being given the opportunity now to create something new for your sweet self, to take those talents that you have had hidden under the bushel basket and to bring them to the forefront to create for yourself and, yes, the taking care of your mother as well.
So the idea of taking her back to her home seems like maybe something that's possible.
That is correct.
Wow. I appreciate it. I hope I didn't take too much time. Thank you so much.
Go in peace, sweet angel.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, we're on to caller from area code 978. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I would like to know about my own. I feel like I'm going to create something big, manifest something big, and I just want any feedback pertaining to that. I think it's going to happen soon for me, the shift, a more profound shift.
It is to go with what makes your heart sing. It is to go exactly with what we are talking about this day. What gives you that sense of incredible, indescribable awe? What is it that you can manifest that you would look at and just stand there and say, I can't believe I did it, I made it, here we are? And there is a quality to creation and awe and innocence and the knowing that there is always more. So it absolutely cancels out limitation and lack. So when you are doing your dreaming, which is what you do in terms of the beginning of your creation process, build it. And I say this not just to you, my beloved friend, but to all of you who are listening. Build it and then grow it again. And then grow it again. Start to give yourself the latitude and the credit to know that you are mighty. So do what makes your heart sing. Do not do what you think is simply going to bring you money. And I know because I have worked and I have toiled and I have been a day laborer. And it had its rewards. But it is not exactly what I would want for any of you. It was done in humility and reverence and honoring to create something. But where you go awry so often is you think of your creation in terms of dollars and cents rather than what will give me indescribable pleasure. And when I show it to somebody, etherically describe it, my idea, will they go, oh, wow? Or is it, oh, well, that sounds like it might work. you might be able to make a few dollars. No, that is not where I am pointing you. I am pointing you to work and to manifest what makes your heart sing. Then the money follows.
Beautiful.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. I took notes the whole time, so I appreciate
it. With my love, sweet angel.
Thanks again. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye now.
If I may speak to that for a moment, because not to do a shameless plug here or anything, but I found my thing. I've been making my whale tails, and I just love each piece, and I feel like each piece is infused with joy, and if a pile of money fell on my head right now, I would keep doing it, and I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing it because I love it. So thank you for speaking to that, Yofiel.
You are welcome, and what a wonderful example it is, your creative self. And of course it is also the honoring of the divine mother energy.
Mm-hmm.
When you work with the whales, you are working with the divine mother.
Yes. I love it. Thank you. All right.
And is there anything that is more awesome than the whale tail slapping on the broad ocean in the sunshine, sparkling droplets?
Woo-hoo. Oh, I love it. I love it. Wonderful. All right, we have another caller, so here we go. Let's see. Area code 206. Are you with us?
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. Oh, wait. Hello.
Yes, I just have one last question. How can I become a healer? I mean, if there is any special way or any special method I can practice to become a healer.
Go to what your heart calls to, whether it is La Ho Chi or energy healing, ascension healing, Reiki healing. It does not matter. But go to what your heart speaks to and beckons to you. You are already a healer, so what you are saying to me is, how do I remember? Well, you remember by simply taking a course. It is that simple.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome, my son.
Beautiful. Well, Yofiel, have you got anything else that you would like to close up with?
I am inviting you to invite me into your life, to hold your back, to lead the way, to sparkle with dust. You, my beloved ones, are the creation of the Mother. Each of us, above and below, are the creation of the Mother. And does that not give all of us a profound sense of awe?
Absolutely.
So turn to me. Play with me. Play with the fairies, the devas, the animals, the trees, the flowers and the mountains. And dream big. Go with my love. Farewell.
Ah, farewell, Yofiel. Thank you so much. Linda, would you like to say anything else?
Oh, I'm back.
Hello.
Well, I'm half back.
Beautiful.
Oh, what a delightful energy.
Yes.
I found, because I was trying to listen in at the same time, this guidance, and you're doing it, Susie, of doing what makes your heart happy,
mm-hmm.
and letting the money flow to what gives you joy. You know, so often we, in our society, previously, You know, we've been programmed from very early ages. You know, you get your education because then you can go out and get a job and you can make lots of money and be important. and hopefully you like what you do and didn't screw up your major in college or whatever. But what they're saying is you already have the talent. So it's a matter of letting that bubble to the surface and moving away from that paradigm of doing because we have to be responsible. Now, you know what? I'm a very responsible person, and I take what I do very seriously. But like I say, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't have a big, oh, wow, aha. And it sustains us. That's what I have found, is that during the tough times and the time of intensity has been up and down, if we allow ourselves to be pursuing what our heart wants, then those aha moments will sustain us.
Yes.
The other thing that came through really loud and clear, I don't know at what point, was this admiration, this cherishing of our bodies. And I know that there are lots of listeners out there who have either serious disabilities or chronic conditions or pain, and it was like it was coming across the airwaves that I could hear people saying, "Well, how can I just, you know, find my body so awesome when every day I sit here in pain?"
Yes.
And what I heard was that just makes you more awesome. Not that the pain in and of itself that we want it to continue, because we don't. It's not part of the fifth dimension. But if you are in pain or disabled, and you're still standing, sitting, and here on the planet, you are awesome.
Ooh, then my daughter is super awesome.
Yes, she is. I'm lucky enough to know her. And she is phenomenal. So.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So I suggest we all stay at the beach all day.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day in Florida. And I know exactly the shell that they were talking about.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go find one.
All right. Awesome.
So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And tune in next week. I believe we're doing charity. Is that right?
That's what I understand.
Okay.
Yes, and charity is another one of those, you know, qualities that often gets misunderstood.
Right.
But it's that ability to share and knowing that there's always enough for everybody. So as we move into the new paradigm, we talk about doing what we want to do and what makes our hearts sing rather than what we think we have to do. It's perfect that we're going to talk about charity.
Fabulous.
So have a great week.
Yeah, thanks,
and,
everybody.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks.
Thanks. Love
you. Bye. Love you, too. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, so I really appreciate it. This is wonderful, and I'm excited and I'm happy. Uh-oh, did I lose you? Yeah. I lost you. Are you there? Ah. Hello? Okay. Hello?